This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the significance of the month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Ramadan is the holiest month in the Islamic calendar. Fasting is prescribed in this month. It is a month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. If you refer to chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse number 185, you would see that this is the month where the Holy Quran was revealed. According to some traditions, the scriptures of Ibrahim, the Torah of Moses, and the Psalms of David, peace be upon his progeny, and all the previous prophets, were all revealed in the month of Ramadan. So from this, we know that it is something special about this month, not just in today's time and age, even if you go back in history. It is narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, the 8th Immaculate and Infallible Imam. Verily, the month of Ramadan is a month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. It was in this month that the Prophet of Islam was infirmed of being a prophet. The night of Al-Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months, and therein every matter of ordainments is decreed in this blessed month. This was Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha informing us about month of Ramadan. Fasting is an obligation in Islam, not an option. It is one of the 5 pillars on which Islam is built. The benefits of fasting are manifold. Fasting has personal, social, hygienic, and best of all, spiritual benefits. Hisham ibn Hakam asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the 6th infallible and immaculate Imam, about the reason because of which fasting has been made obligatory on the believers. Let's get to that reason after a short break. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are talking about the significance of the month of Ramadan. Before the break, we brought up a question that was asked off of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Hisham ibn Hakam. He asked Imam Sadiq about the reason because of which fasting has been made obligatory. The Imam highlights one dimension for him. Imam says, verily, Allah made fasting obligatory in order to equalize between the poor and the rich. Surely the rich people would not otherwise feel the pain of hunger to be kind to the poor. For the rich will reach anything they wish. Thus, Almighty Allah willed to equalize between His servants and to give a taste of the pain of hunger to the rich, so that He becomes more lenient to the weak people and be more merciful towards the hungry ones. Although fasting has some social benefits, this is not the main purpose of fasting. Thus, fasting is obligatory both on the poor and the rich. The main purpose of fasting is to gain self-restraint, as stated in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse number 183. Brothers and sisters, while we see many people bringing up different dimensions of why fasting is good, why fasting is recommended, why fasting is obligatory, because of these different dimensions, you know, some hygienic reasons, some, you know, but ultimately, that major and grand reason is self-restraint. None is needless of self-restraint. Even the Prophet of Islam and the pure Imams needed to maintain their high standards of piety by the virtue of fasting. Thus, fasting is mandatory for all Muslims. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.